Hey, everybody. Welcome back to It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast, a podcast focused on normalizing everyday challenges such as mental health, addiction, grief, divorce, loss, and many more. I hope this episode inspires you to be your best self and to live your dream life one day at a time. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning back into another episode of Mental Health Monday, where we unpack something that has impacted me or that I've learned in the world of mental health, and I share some tips and tricks I've learned along the way. So this episode of Mental Health Monday, we are going to get candid about how a lot of times things get harder when you level up. And here's what I mean by that. Right now, I'm going through a season of just working on so many different things, seeing so many different areas of my life come to fruition. But there's been a lot of challenges along the way. There's been a lot of things that have popped up that I'm like, oh my gosh, are you serious? How is this happening? Why is this happening? You know, all the things. And so I was like, okay, I just want to do an episode where I really just brain dump, like, okay, let's get real about how it's so awesome to go to a next chapter, into a new chapter. However, whenever you're leveling up or, you know, coming to that new version of self, there are, you know, ways that you're going to be tested, trials you're going to have to go through, different things like that. So today's episode, I'm just going to talk to you guys about how every time I go to a new stage of life, I've learned that there's tests and trials, and it took me a really long time to figure out, like, what was even happening with these things in my life. And by that, I mean, I used to be so the person that lived in victim mentality. Like, if something happened, I was like, oh, why me? Never like, what is this trying to teach me? Or why did this happen? Or did I play a role in this? Or, you know, any of those questions that we need to really ask to be accountable and to be, you know, propelling ourselves forward rather than being the person that is just, you know, the constant victim or the constant person that's bringing ourselves down. So I really would, in these times, I'd be like, God, you know, I feel like I'm doing my best. I feel like I'm moving forward, but why am I encountering so much difficulty? Why are these things happening? Why is it not just like I'm trying to step into this new chapter and then God just magically makes everything perfect for me? Like, that is a kind of unrealistic expectation that I had to like spend some time unpacking of like, oh, I think like if I, you know, commit like, oh, I'm going to go all in with God, that he should make my life, you know, X, Y, Z a certain way. He should provide a certain way. He should do certain things. But I need to look and actually say, hey, is what I'm expecting of God actually what's true in God's word? Because God doesn't say, I'm going to come in and I'm going to fix your problems and I'm going to make your life perfect overnight. He says, I'm going to give you the strength and the resources and the tools to be able to navigate all of these challenges of life. And so I used to always be like, God, why am I encountering difficulties? Why are bad things happening to me? And then I realized that difficulties generally come to show you where you need to level up. And these can be God's way of breaking bad habits. I'm going to give you guys an example. So one thing that I have been working through is that I am always late. Like, I am always running 5-10 minutes late, and it's because I overschedule and I think things aren't going to take as long and I think I can do more or that I have to do more. And I used to always be like, oh, it's because I'm so busy, like living life in the corporate world, climbing the corporate ladder. And now that I'm not doing that anymore, I'm like, ooh, actually it's because I overschedule, I overplan, I try to like do the most, and like that's a habit I need to break. So today I had one of those mornings, I was trying to do the most, and I ended up being like 3 minutes late to the gym. And it turns out the specific class I was going to, they no longer let you in like after like literally the class starts. A lot of the other classes have like, if you're like 5 minutes late, they'll still let you in, but this one did not. So literally I drove to the gym and then I had to turn around and go home, and I was like, oh, God, what the heck? And it was like almost like immediately I learned the lesson of like, okay, how many times have I been the person that gets the class like 4.5 minutes late because that's the latest you can get there? And like, that's not a good habit to have. I should instead be the person that gets there 5 minutes early, gets my equipment, you know, isn't rushing around at the last second. Like, that is the version of me that ultimately has the most peace. And so what do I need to do to start being the person that's early to things instead of the person that's always running late? And so just some things I like kind of realized like, okay, if I think I need to be somewhere, like I'll MapQuest something and I'll be like, okay, it takes me 20 minutes to get there. I'm going to leave 20 minutes before. Instead, I'm going to start being like, okay, it takes 20 minutes for me to get there. I'm going to leave 30 minutes before. And the reality is if I plan to leave 30 minutes before, it might be 35 minutes before that I leave, but I'm going to just start trying to just constantly be the person that's a few minutes early instead of a few minutes late and just try to reprogram and retrain that habit. So I'll let you guys know how it goes, but that's something like I've realized, like I'm always almost late to something. I'm always running late, running behind, running from thing to thing. And like, that's not how God's word calls us to live. And it's not a way that I can show up and be my best self and, you know, perform to my best. So whenever I went, so kind of move into like a different example is whenever I went all in on God and trusted God with my finances, you guys, it did not rain money. I know if you're like me, you're like, okay, God, I'm going to, you know, kind of go out on this limb, trust you to, you know, kind of, be like the person that, you know, make sure that I am able to live in abundance, you know, all these different things. And so I go out on this limb with God and let me tell you guys, everything broke. And I was like, God, what the heck? I trusted you with my finances. It should be raining money, not the other way around. Literally me to God. And I know God's just like rolling his eyes, like really this again. And the lesson that I learned is God literally being like, do you only trust me when things are good? Like, do you only trust me with your finances if it's raining money? Do you not trust me with your finances when something unexpected pops up that you weren't expecting to pay for, or that a bill you weren't expecting to, you know, get hit with? Like, do you not think that I already knew those things and already saw those things coming before they even, you know, came to fruition in your life? And I was like, oh yeah, duh. Like, I always forget that there are certain things that trusting God means trusting God through the good and the bad and not playing the victim and not being like, oh, why me? And it's like, that's just the reality. Sometimes things break, unexpected expenses come up. And that's another lesson. And like, okay, maybe I need to do a better job of saving. So that way, whenever things come up, I'm not like, oh my gosh, something additional pop up. I'm like, oh wow, that's not a big deal. I have money set aside for emergencies, you know, just different habits like that, that I need to create and that I really need to start embodying as I'm learning these lessons. So now kind of unpacking all of that with you guys, I've now learned that these things, they are tests. And if you trust God, you'll pass. And if you play the victim or are like, why me? Or you don't learn anything, or you're just resentful, then you'll have to retake that test another day in another form, in another way. And for me, this looked like getting hit with a lot of things. And I was talking to my mom about it, and I was like, Mom, like things keep happening. And like, she knows because I tell her everything. And she's like, hey, but you have to think of it as like, hey, every time these things have happened, I've been able to get them taken care of. There's not a single time that one of these things has happened that you've just been like, oh, have to go without water, or, you know, something weird. Like, every time something's happened, like, God has made a way. And I was like, oh, you're so right. And so that was just like such a profound lesson where I was like, okay, I need to just like stop being like, hey, God, how come it's not raining money? Because I trusted you with my finances. And instead be like, okay, God, I trust you even if it's not raining money, and even if things, you know, get a little bit stressful, like that, I'm just going to trust that you already saw that coming and that you already have made a way for me. So, and I also want to clarify, like, whenever I was first learning about like God testing us and things like that, I was like, oh God, why are you so evil? Why do you have to test us? Like, the audacity. I don't deserve to be tested, you know, because I thought I was too good for God. And now I've learned that it's not mean of God to test us. It's just his way of showing us areas where we need to fully rely on him. And if we do fully rely on him in those areas, then he will always come through for us. And a lot of times I think that we only trust God if things are good, or we only want to follow God if things are good, or if things are going our way. And a lot of times God has a much better plan in store for us than the one that we have for ourselves, or the one that we're aware of, or the one that we're trying to act out. And that's why sometimes our plans just get like vastly redirected and we're like, what is going on? And it's just God trying to come in, trying to realign your life, trying to restore you, and trying to just get you on the path that he has for, you know, just the best and highest version of you to be able to show up. Okay, let's get into how you can take all of this brain dump that I just gave you guys and actually apply it. So this is kind of my mental health tip. So if you're in a situation right now where you're not sure, like, I don't know if I'm doing what, you know, God has for my life. I don't know if I'm aligned with my highest purpose. I don't know if I even have ever even asked God, you know, what's your plan for my life, or tried to follow that in any capacity. If you're there, trust me, I was there. I was there the first time I ever was like, hey God, I never really stopped to ask, but like, what do you want me to do? Instead of trying to like dictate my own path and do all these different things. So here's what we're going to do is we are going to sincerely ask God, what am I supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to be glorifying your kingdom? How am I supposed to be using my innate gifts and abilities that, you know, you've given me to be able to have a career, to be able to make money, to be able to, you know, show up in the world and just be able to contribute in a way that really benefits me and puts me in, you know, just a state of abundance. And a lot of times whenever I'm doing, you know, kind of these big ask things, what I'll do is I'll put on just like some meditation music in the background and I'll kind of like go into a meditative state and just kind of like just be like brain dump, like, hey God. Also, in case you guys haven't realized, that's how I start a lot of my like prayer time. I'll just be like, hey God, like I literally talk to him like he's a friend, because a lot of times we think we have to be like, oh, hello, holiest thou God, please come speak. Like, no, you don't have to do all that. You can literally just be like, hey, God, it's me. I got some things to talk about. Like, and you can just do that. And I feel like a lot of times for me, whenever I do that and I do it kind of like in a meditative state, it's almost like I'll have like snippets of visions that I'll get of like, oh, well, maybe here's something you're supposed to be doing or not doing, or an area where maybe you should have done something different, or an area you could show up differently, or, you know, a thing to go after. And I feel like if you really just invest the time trying to figure out what God's plan is for you, he'll reveal it to you. And sometimes he'll reveal it to you through people too. Like the other day I had one of my friends be like, hey, have you ever tried XYZ way of making money? Because I think you would be really good at that. And I was like, I had never even thought of that. And like her saying that kind of like sparked me to like eventually start, which was like the spring collection of my like faith-based t-shirts that launched this week. And so I kind of like, she gave me the idea of doing some sort of basically like graphic design or like some sort of like something like that. And I was like, ooh, what I actually want to do is take these designs and put them on, you know, clothing and make it like, you know, cute clothing people can wear, different things like that. And so sometimes like what you're supposed to do, or like people would just be like, oh, you're good at this. And you're like, wow, I actually am good at that. I like it. How do I use that as an outlet? Like there'll be so many different ways where if you sincerely ask God, what am I supposed to do, that he'll just, you know, bring his answers to you. It might not be right that second, but eventually it'll happen. You'll be able to piece the pieces together and you'll finally end up in just like your fullest purpose and what God has for you. So note I want to end on, stop waiting for life to be perfect to trust God. I used to always be like this. I used to be like, whenever XYZ happens, then I'll trust God. Then I'll be happy. Then I'll be content. Then I'll have enough. Then I'll be enough. No, you already have enough. You already are enough. And God has already given you the innate strengths and abilities that you need to overcome the obstacles in life that you are going to be faced with, no matter what they are. And whenever you're feeling like, oh, I'm not enough, like, remember that God has already showed up as enough for all those things that you're not worried about. Like if you're working on something and you're like, God, this idea seems crazy, how will it ever come to fruition? It'll come to fruition through the works of God, not through your works and, you know, trying to control everything or trying to, you know, work, 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 produce, produce, produce. But just through allowing God to just work in your life, things will start to come to fruition. Things will start to happen and it will be so cool to watch unfold. So just remember, whenever you're feeling you're like, you're not enough, God already showed up as enough for all of those things. So really just ask God and commit to trust in his plan. And whenever you guys are doing this, honestly, DM me. Like DM me if you did it and like things start to change, or you start to get like, ooh, maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like I would love to follow along on the journey. So DM me, let me know, you know, what it looks like if you kind of went through that visualization or meditation practice. And if you were like, that was a lot, I want to go back and like just listen to that piece where we talked about that, feel free to like go back. And if you guys thought this was like a mental health episode, one of your friends, your mom, your sister, whoever could benefit from hearing, please share with a friend. And I will see you guys back on Wednesday for a special guest episode. As always, happy healing, babes. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of It's Only Embarrassing If You're Embarrassed podcast. I'm your host, Madison. If you want to get tuned into more episodes, you can click the follow button in the top right-hand side of your phone screen. This will actually notify you when new episodes are published. If you loved this episode, please leave a 5-star rating and review. It really helps with the show. And last but not least, if you thought of someone during this episode that you were like, I really need my mom, my bestie, my sister to hear this episode, please share with a friend. And as always, happy healing, babes.